This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Biden met with the nation's governors today at the White House during the National Governors Association meetings that he covered a number of subjects, leading off with the effectiveness of the National Rescue Plan that was passed last year.
If we figure out why they're leaving in the first place, it's not like people sit around and say in Guadalajara, had a great idea. Let's sell everything we have, give it to a coyote, take us across the border, leave us in a desert. The country doesn't want us. We don't speak the language. Won't that be fun? There are gangs we're working on. There's a whole lot of illegal movement. But there's also a way to begin to deal with the reason they're leaving in the first place.
He was commenting there on the U.S. border security, also a hot topic among governors from southern states especially. The First Lady and Second Gentleman, Vice President Kamala Harris's husband, also addressed the governor's spouses. With the United Nations Security Council meeting today to discuss threats to international peace and security and the U.S. working to ramp up diplomatic pressure on Russia over Ukraine, the country at the center of all this is not sitting idly by. Secretary of National Security and Defense Council of Ukraine told the Associated Press on Monday that Ukraine has the capability to mobilize 2.5 million people at once if the Russian troops invade. Alexei Danilov said the Russian forces would be immediately repelled if they were attacked. He said the entire group who can take weapons at once is 2 to 2.5 million people, and those who think that 100 to 120,000 Russian soldiers at the border can do something, but they advance on Ukraine.